Improvising on stage is Malian jazz artist Pedro Kouyaté with a band of Senegalese musicians. Taken by the music, many in the crowd are unable to keep still. Among them, Melinda and Richard, who traveled across the Atlantic from Washington, D.C. to attend the event.
This music is really at the root of jazz. This is where jazz came from, originating with the griot tradition, where people chanted their stories of their families. And they used traditional instruments to accompany it. And what eventually became American jazz had its roots here in Africa, in particular West Africa.
And we're from Washington, D.C., where there's a strong jazz music scene, and we go to it a lot, we really enjoy it. So we thought it'd be interesting to come back and get a deeper understanding of where jazz comes from and how it sounds here.
With COVID restrictions lifted, this 30th edition of the Saint Louis Jazz Festival is bringing hundreds of visitors. The archipelago is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. During the Second World War, African-American troops landed in this former colonial capital of French Africa, bringing their music, explains the festival director.
From the Mississippi River to here, there is a flow of music. Perhaps African slaves brought their music to America, and African-Americans brought it back here. In this dialogue, there is this sound, this voice that feels like a divine melody.
Malian artist Kouyaté wishes there could be a festival like this in war-torn Mali or Ukraine.
Jazz is freedom. It allows you to escape, to be free from the blues and leave your worries behind.
Sounds from the balafon and the ngoni transport the audience in a musical journey.
Let me show you the instruments that he has on stage. He's been using, just before he picked up the guitar, a kora, which is a 10-string instrument. And then on stage is also a calabas, which is another traditional West African instrument. And this is what this festival is about, is to introduce Afro jazz to a wider public right here in Saint Louis.
This is a celebration of music, of love, and of the joy it brings to people, no matter where they're from. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Saint Louis, Senegal.